produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to a brand spanking new year. I'm just so thankful and so grateful that we're able to step into 2020. We're in a new month, new week, new day. A lot of us are, we're in a new year, and a lot of us are in a new season, a brand new season of our lives. From the last time we talked back in December, at the end of December. I'm sorry. I have failed to introduce myself. Excuse me. I am Reverend Carla J. Olds, and today we're going to talk a little bit about, Carla's Pearls and Carla's Pearls of Wisdom. I want to just thank, I want to thank Josie Hopkins and Kayla Padgett for inviting me on today. But just to reflect, last month we discussed a few things about stepping into this new season, preparation, anticipation, and expectation, establishing and reestablishing some new habits, detox, getting rid of some things, innovate and becoming innovative and making some changes, introducing new methods, new ideas, and or products. So this morning or this afternoon, wherever you are in the world, I am so glad you are joining us. Well, first of all, let us pray and center ourselves and prepare our hearts and our minds for just our session this for these next few minutes. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, Lord God, first of all, we just want to thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all you've done and all that you're doing in our lives, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, in particular for this sweet, sweet spirit that is in this place, Lord God. And go before me as your servant speaks this at this time, Lord God. Give me the right words to say to your people. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. This morning we're going to look at 2 Chronicles chapter 7. We're going to start with verse 14. The word says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. So I just want to lift up this scripture right here with a lot of things that are going on in our world today are significant because of some of the things that have gone on in the past, about some of the wars and the rumors of wars and people warring and fighting. And as long as there are differences and differences of opinions in the world, there will always be some type of war going on. And until we get out of our flesh, get out of our human desires, our fleshly desires, our egos, until we get to a point in our lives where we just turn everything over to the Lord, there will always be a war or some type of fighting or some type of infighting. So let's just start at the beginning. It says, if my people, first of all, you have to check yourself. Check yourself real good and make sure that you are one of God's people. Because God has created each and every one of us and has created each and every one of us in his image and in his likeness. So you need to check yourself. Make sure that since God created you, are you working for the Lord? Are you on the Lord's side? Are you doing what you're supposed to be doing? Are you walking in your calling? But first of all, just make sure that you are one of God's people and who are called by my name. Are you calling the name of Jesus? When people see you, do they say, oh, there's a Christian, there's Jesus? Is his light shining through you? Are you a good representative of Jesus Christ? When you step out on your porch or you step out of your car at work, are you carrying that sweet, sweet spirit of Jesus Christ with you? Is that what you're bringing with you? Or are you being grouchy? When you show up at work, do the people hate to see you coming? Do they people see you in your car? Are you really literally hell on wheels? Are those things going on with you? Or do you bring the sweet essence of the Holy Spirit in with you? And is the Holy Spirit traveling with you when you go to and fro? Would humble themselves, if my people who are called by my name. So we got you. You're one of the people. I'm one of the people. And I know that I call Jesus' name. I claim to be a Christian. Would humble themselves and pray. Are you humbling yourself? Are you getting on your knees and praying? Are you allowing God to give information back to you? Or when you pray, do you just go ahead and give God your list for today? Okay, God, this is my list for today. This is what I have on the list. And you give God your rundown for the day, and you tell God, basically, this is what I want, this is what I need, and this is what I'm doing for today. Or do you actually sit down, take the time? And I am guilty. I am very guilty. I will be the first to raise her hand and say, I'm guilty. Do you take the time out of your busy schedule to sit down and have a one-on-one conversation with the Lord about what's going on? And not to just tell the Lord what you want or what you need, but to actually sit down and listen to what the Spirit has to say to you. Now, the Spirit is going to tell you different things from what the Spirit is going to tell me. So we need to just step back and step out of yourself and just allow the Holy Spirit to come into your heart and into your life and just sit in it. It's hard. It is hard. We have egos. We have our schedules. We have our husbands, our wives, our children, our ministry, our businesses. And sometimes we put those things, those extracurricular activities, we put those before our relationship with the Lord. And in order to have good relationships with other people, we need to make sure that we're having a good relationship with the Lord. The church where I attend in Texas is reading a book called Draw the Circle, and it's a 40-day prayer challenge. And last year, I'm sorry, the author's name is Mark Batterson, B-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N. And Mr. Batterson wrote this book, and he was circling people in prayer. People, things, what the church needed, where the church was, his church was going to go in D.C., the next steps, how to do what's next. So he was circling in prayer, and he wrote this wonderful book, and it goes through about, it goes through 40 days, and our church read it last year, and we're reading it again this year. And day three says amazing things. Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you. And that comes, that scripture comes from Joshua chapter 3, verse 5. So that's one thing we have to do is go before the Lord, humble ourselves, consecrate ourselves, put yourself in a posture where you can hear from the Lord. If you have your TV on, you on Facebook, you on Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, all of those other things, you cannot adequately hear from the Lord because those other things are in your mind and in your spirit, and they're clouding. They're a distraction from where you need to be and where God is trying to take you. So if my people, we're his people, who are called by his name, we call ourselves Christians, we'll humble ourselves and pray and seek my face. That seek my face part. Are we really seeking after God's face? Are we looking at God? When we go to God in prayer, are we seeking God? Or are we seeking some materialistic things that we want? Are we just going to God because my business only made $10,000 last year, and I just want to shoot straight up, Lord. I just want to make $1 million next year. Are we doing those types of things? Are those the type of behaviors and characteristics that we are displaying? So when we go to God, we need to ask God and seek his face. Clean me up, Lord. Clear me out, Lord. David said, purge me with hyssop. Wash me, and I shall become whole. So cleaning up. Are we asking God to purge us? That's Psalm 51. Are we asking God to purge us, to clean us up, clean us out, make us brand new? Seek his face. Seek God's face. Seek my face. Okay, if my people, we're his people, we're called by his name, we're Christians, we're humbling ourselves, we're praying and seeking his face. Now, here is the next part. and turn from their wicked ways. You know, the Bible says a man is wise in his own eyes. So are you wicked? Are you wicked and you are undercover wicked? You just wicked and you know you wicked. You know, you got your wickedism, your wickedness and your wisdom kind of mixed in together. So I know what I'm doing is not right. I know it's not right, but I know God is going to get me through this. I know what I'm doing is not right, but I can ask God to forgive me a little later on. You know, you start stuttering and stammering with your wickedness. But you know, and when you know in your heart, and you know that you know that you know what you're doing is wrong, it's wrong. Just stop. All you got to do is go back to what the previous couple of words says. Humble yourself, pray, and seek God's face, and turn from your wicked ways. Being involved in ministry, I have had the opportunity to minister to different people, different caliber of people in very different walks of life. I've ministered to homeless people, rich people, extravagant people, poor people, women and men who have experienced, women who have physically experienced a miscarriage, and then men who've had to stand by their wives or their girlfriends, significant others, as they have gone through the miscarriage. So I've had the opportunity to be able to minister to all types of people. And a couple of things. So ministering to people who have experienced alcoholism, ministering to people who've had abortions, ministering to people who have a pornography addiction, just a variety of addictions, ministering to people who are addicted to food, gluttony. Gluttony is a sin. Being able to minister to children. So I've seen the gamut of it. And when you know that you're doing something that's wicked, something that is unlike Christ, unchristlike, go to God, humble yourself, pray, seek his face. But when you go, make sure you're going with an honest heart. You're going with a clean heart. And you are ready. You are ready for the Lord to just take hold of you and change your heart, and change your mind, and change your spirit. Okay, let's go down to the next one. It says, if my people, we are his people, who are called by my name, we're Christians, will humble themselves and pray. We got to humble ourselves and pray, and seek my face, seek God's face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. Okay, this is where the Old Testament collides with the New Testament. So once we pray and we're here in 2020, once we pray and we go to God and we seek his face, then we believe in the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And the Trinity, all three are constantly working on our behalf, the triune, all three are constantly working on our behalf. And so once we pray, then God will speak to heaven, or Jesus will speak to heaven, the Holy Spirit will intervene and speak to heaven. And at that point, then God will forgive our sin. So we've got to do our part first. We've got to step up to the plate. We got to stop playing. It's 2020. Our countries are in turmoil. Iran, Iraq, Afghanistan, the United States, China, Korea, North Korea, South Korea. We are in a state of turmoil. China, we are in a state of turmoil. There is unrest in the earth. The devil is going, seeking back and forth, seeking to whom he can devour. And it is us. It is up to us as Christians. We have got to stop playing. My mother used to tell us, I have a younger brother, and we will be playing in the back seat of the car or playing in the house and running, jumping, screaming. And my mama would just say, stop playing. So we got to stop playing. We got to call some stuff out. Lord, help me stop drinking in excess. Help me stop drinking, period. Help me stop doing drugs. Help me, Lord. Help me. Two words, help me. Help me stop cheating on my wife, Lord. Help me stop cheating on my husband, Lord. Help me stop cheating on my time at work, Lord. Help me stop stealing paper clips from work, Lord. That stapler belongs at the job. Get the stapler from your house. Take it back to work. Even things that are so, that we feel are so basic and so minute, even when you tell that quote-unquote little white lie, it's time for us to stop. It's time for us to stop. So if you are God's people, you're called by his name. Humble yourself. Pray. Seek his face. Turn from your wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive your sin. Come with it. Come with whatever you have. The word says, cast your cares on him because he cares for you. Come with all your sin, all your burden. Just give it to him. He will forgive your sin. And once he forgives your sin, when he forgives your sin, you need to stand up straight again. Stand up straight. My mom always told me, make sure you stand up straight and hold your head high no matter what. So after God has forgiven your sin, no matter what your neighbor says, your husband says, your children say, once God has forgiven your sin, you walk with a different walk. You talk with a different talk. Have a little pep in your step. Okay? We got to do that. And then he will heal our land. And as Christians, God has put us in a position where now we can't do anything but call on him. We can't not afford to call on him. So at this time, we've got to just seek God's face. We have had unmerited favor in years past. Unmerited favor. We have unmerited favor now, and the favor is going to continue. But we've got to stop where we are, stop what we are doing, and we've got to seek God's face. We've got to go after God's face. That's what we have to seek after. It's hard to focus. It's hard to stay planted. It's hard to stay rooted. But in shows prior, we've got to develop a routine so that our worship and becomes a lifestyle. When we're praying and seeking God's face, it's because that's what we always do. It should be second nature to us. Praying, wake up in the morning, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm clothed in my right mind. And as a child, I used to take those words for granted. But when you go through things in life that could have taken your mind, could have taken you out, could have taken your spirit, you nearly missed a transfer truck or had an accident, and God has brought you back better than ever. That's when God, once we give him our sins, he's going to begin to heal our land. So that was our talk for today. We came from Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin, and I will heal their land. So if we want our land healed in the United States, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, Australia, North America, South America, Greenland, however we want this done, this is what we've got to do. We've got to humble ourselves, pray, and seek God's face. So right now, I want to just pray. Heavenly Father, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother, not my father, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother, not my sister, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Lord, as we come to you right now, Father God, first of all, we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all your many blessings, Lord God. Thank you for your grace, your peace, and your mercy, dear God. God, as we are here right now, Lord God, we want to pray. We want to seek your face, Lord God. We want to thank you, Lord God. But, God, we want to ask you to forgive our sin. God, the sins that we have committed, that we know we committed, Lord God, forgive us. The sins that we didn't know we committed, those sins of omission, Lord God, forgive us, Lord God. God, the sin of procrastination, please forgive us, Lord God. The sin of gluttony and eating too much and doing too much, Lord God, forgive us, please, Lord. Lord, the sin of disobedience, when you told us to go left and we went right. You told us to get up and we sat down. You told us to sit down and we got up, Lord God. God, we're asking you to forgive us, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, to be humble servants. Help us to continuously seek after you, Lord God. Help us to refocus, recalibrate, renew, rejuvenate everything that is inside of us, Lord God, so it aligns with you, Lord God. God, arrest our flesh, Lord God. Arrest our flesh so that our focus will turn back to you, oh God, so that our focus is constantly on you, Lord God. God, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord. Lord, we pray for our governments all over the world, Lord God. God, sometimes it seems as though our leaders have become selfish and focused on themselves and their egos, Lord God. But God, I'm asking you to step into the situations, Lord God. God, I'm asking you to step into every situation on this earth that is not like you, Lord God. God, I'm asking you, stop the war, Lord God. Stop the fighting, Lord God. God, please just stop. Please stop. Arrest our hearts, Lord God. Arrest our minds, our bodies, and our spirits, Lord God. Put them in touch and in alignment, in perfect alignment with you, oh God. God, we just thank you. We praise you, Lord God. And God, those soldiers that are on the battlefield, we ask for their protection, Lord God. Protect every helicopter, Lord God. Protect every military vehicle, every airplane, Lord God. God, protect these soldiers' minds, their bodies, and their spirits, Lord God. God, just encamp all around them and within them, Lord God. God, just be a fence, Lord God. Just be a hedge of protection, Lord God. God, protect their families. Wherever their families are, Lord God, continue to protect their families, Lord God. God, I just give you on the behalf of others, Lord God. I'm giving you other sins. But God, forgive us for our sins, all of our sins, Lord God. God, we just thank you and we praise you, Lord God. I ask for a special blessing, Lord God, over Josie Hopkins and Kayla Pratt and the ministries, Lord God, that is going forth into all the world. We just thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen, amen. And we reviewed earlier about preparation, anticipation, and expectation. So we have prayed, and I am anticipating God to work miracles after miracles after miracles in our lives, miracles of health, miracles of hope, miracles of healing, miracles that God will stop this war. Just, Lord, just bring it to a halt. And I know he can do it because he's done it before. God can just step into a situation, whatever your situation is, and just stop it. Just come on out of the boat, Lord, and say, peace be still, and the storm will stop. That's the kind of God I serve. Okay, I'm going to calm down. I'm super excited. Well, I want you all to go forth, have a beautiful upcoming 2020. I'm going to have some new and some different guests on. So I want you to be on the alert for the new and the different guests that will be coming on. Talk to you soon. Love you so much. And thank you for stopping by with Carla's Pearls.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.